And you will be doing in this way. Giving may be saving. There is such a brain to see things. So from that absolute plane, if any connection is anywhere that is beyond our conception, we cannot conceive that giving is saving. But there is an angle of vision, a plane from where it may be clearly understood that giving is saving.
What of the Christian who reads in Bible that it is all right?
I have given in general. Now you compare these related things. The Bible, they are provided for killing the animals and the creepers. They have ignored that it is impossible for the human beings with whom they are connecting the theistic relationship. Taking it approximately, that it would be impossible for them to keep up from killing the animals, etc. But here in India, they are conscious. Even the creeper is modest one, and also a tree, that is sinful. A creeper to kill, it is also unnecessarily, it is sinful. The reaction must come from there. But still they have found the key by which we can tackle with them of these behaviors, and still we can be sinless. Not only sinless, but we can help those that we kill. It is also possible. Such plane is there. This is all local interest, and there is universal interest. And the most universal, absolute interest for which everything will be utilized in any way, and that will be to the benefit of that thing. This plenary truth we have to understand. And according to that we have to explain anything and everything. According to that possibility, you may judge and go to details, examine details and give your judgment. I supply you with the plenary principle of what is hinsa, what is disservice to others, what is harming to others, the standard of that.
In the Bhagavad, there is one section where a human sacrifice is made for Varuna.
So human sacrifice is more important in the evolution. to get a life in the vegetable to the animal, it is easy. But human sacrifice, human life is more valuable because there is chance to go to the truth. Possibility, the higher chance of prospect in human life to do away with that is more harmful. Just when playing in football, the ball has gone to the goal, and if that is lost, it is much deplorable. So Jeev, when coming to human species, he has come in connection with his highest prospect, he can get out of the get of this Maya. And if that chance finished, then again after this he may have a bath of a beast or a tree. He came just to the goal, and again he will have to go to return or away from the goal. So human, to feel a human is a greater loss than to kill the animals and the creepers, please. Follow? The importance of human life. His prospect, greater prospect is being done away with. So it is more sinful. Because his chance, higher chance, important chance, he by utilizing this human birth, he may have gone through the goal. But the important position has been set back.
But
it is more
in Bhagavad, they are actually performing human sacrifice to Varuna.
Who?
Varuna.
Varun.
Varun.
By whom?
There is one.
Many different sections that Bharat, that devotee Bharat, he was taken to Bhadrakali to be sacrificed by the jackoys. By the jackoys. There were sections who are doing but are not justifiable. But what are justifiable, that is connected with the central good. Their activity justifies the guru and the other devotees that are eating meat and killing so many. Krishna killed, Pandava killed so many men in the battle for material achievement apparently. Apparently, for the kingdom, Krishna was called and the Bhim, Yudhishthira, all them, and Bhishma engaged themselves in the fighting and the human killing.
Is it offensive for me to think that my Guru Maharaj has made some miscalculation by putting such unqualified people in position of authority? Is it offensive thinking?
Of course.
And how should I see it?
Generally, you will, in the past, you will try to cooperate. And when you find clearly that class, their treatment class with the direct teachings of Swami Maharaj, then to save yourself, you would disconnect with him and abide by your own conscience, sincere spiritual conscience. That is my conception and my experience in my long life after the departure of our Guru Maharaj. So I am told that I am breaker of the forms of the governing body. I follow, I cannot deceive myself. What conscience brought me to Swami Maharaj, if that is sincere, I cannot neglect that. If I find the advice given in the writing, in the books of Swami Maharaj and those that has been given, though we are not sure that representative they are differing, and I shall cite his direct teachings, then what is coming through the persons appointed by him. Otherwise I must be sincere, a hypocrite. And if I find that I did him wrong, my interpretation of this of Swami Maharaj's writings is wrong, and their interpretation is right, the same moment I shall leave this and join them. no question of prestige. I am slave to Krishna. Slave to Krishna. Whatever that is truth, I must sincerely I must go there. I cannot deceive my own conscience. Or any aspiration, kanok kamini patishtha, the sensual enjoyment and the power and the fame, the prestige. These three things, they always try to take us far from the truth, from Krishna. We should not allow ourselves to pray to these things. General sense pleasure and love of power and the love of prestige, adhishtha, glory. These are the main enemies. Try to keep them aloof and keep me aloof from these and to try to follow the path what I understand sincerely, what attracted me to them, living so much formality amongst which I was born and maintained. Either Christian or Mohammedan or Jew, some formality was there, and I crossed them, neglected them, and come for truth to Swami Maharaj. Truth as explained by him, I had attraction for that, and I came to connect myself with that conception of truth, and I must keep it intact, my campaign sincere. Sincere attraction for the truth, as expressed by him, that will be my second light of my life. Wherever it will take, I shall go. I am a truth seeker. Krishnanusandham, and in consonance, the Gauranga, the Nityananda, who has exactly in the same line, whose position is unquestionable. In that line I shall try my best to keep me within. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Our progress must be sincere, and not any condition or prejudice. Gaur Hari Bol, Shiksha Guru. The Vajranadi, the Babajis, they got their Guru from the Goswami section, that Grihastha. When they go to Vrindavan, they take again that Sanyas Diksha from the Tyagi Guru, and they are at their disposal. Our Guru Maharaj has given us the Guru Palampara, Shiksha Guru, wherever we can trace the degree of truth. According to the degree of the conception of the truth, the lineage has been given to us. Your beacon light, postage, and this way, this way, this way, this way, to your goal, destination. Swami Maharaj means not his external figure, but his advice, his instruction. He means his instruction. There he is. He is in his instruction, in his knowledge, what he wanted to give to us. That would be the special attention to him, devotion to him, only not to to have his this the stony figure, and to dress it like Kirtanananda or Kibamananda with golden crown and putting him in a golden house. That is something. But the real thing, all these, to be subservient to the truth, he came to preach. This is all secondary. Primary thing is Bani, Bapu. And Bani also, not the style of writing, not the English language or the Sanskrit, but the part of his Bani. Bapu, otherwise the Bani, the words, this, that is also Bapu. Not the physical thing, but the substance within. He is there.
Body.
Not the body. Not the body, not the never, not the mind. But the principle he came to preach and represent. That is the first conception of him. And we are following. We are also living this body. We want to be good near him only as the principal holder of it, the body of that substance, which is superseding the area of mere knowledge, but that ruchi, the drop of love, divine, crossing the world of power, exploitation, and knowledge, conception, knowing everything. To control everything is not necessary. To know everything is not also necessary. Only our respective duty in the domain of love divine. That will be our mark of the highest attainment. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Swami Maharaj is there. Hari Krishna. Our Guru Maharaj, our externally we found him, no so much knowledge in English. But still he tried to give his speech sometimes in English. And when written in harmony, our Professor Sanyal, he did not want to correct his language, whether grammatically or any other way. If there is any defect in his language. He was of opinion that the dictionary, the grammar, they may correct. Dictionary may be corrected and the grammar union must correct that. But what Prabhupada is saying, coming, that is all right. He was of that temperament. But there was another who was used to write the letters of Prabhupada and was in intimate, more intimate condition. He told him, that is what you say, this is kanishtharika, this is lower form of service. You should think what Prabhupada wants you to do, what service. Does he want that if any defect in his language, to retain it or to correct it in a in the present form, so that ordinary people may not come to detect any defect in the language. What does he want from you? You must try to find out that. And then that will be your service. Otherwise, the dictionary, he may correct, the grammar may be correct, may be corrected, what he says, it is all right. This is not higher service. So then what should we think? That there is defect in Prabhupada, in Gurudev? Should we think like that? That there is a limit? So many formal defects may be seen. That does not affect the main conception of the truth.
When I read...
Sometimes that adds to the beauty.
Yes.
When Jarasandha attacked Krishna, Mathura, 18 times, Krishna anyhow avoided and fled. And there is a what? Expression in Bombay side, that Ranchoji, the one who flies from the battle, a loving, affectionate name to Krishna. He fled from the battle. He is Ranchor. Who leaves the war, leaves the battle. Ranchor. Ran means battle. Chor means who leaves it. So he Ranchor, one who leaves the battle, that is cowardice. But this is a word of very affectionate name of Krishna, Ranchor Lal. You have like a coward, you have fled from the battle. This is a beauty. He can crush in a second everything, but playfully he is avoiding the war with some higher purpose. So they are adoring the object of their master. A flyer from the battle, like a coward. That's the Namunita chor. You are a thief. Oh, you thief, the chor means thief. Oh, you thief, everything belongs to him and he plays the part of a thief. Oh, you thief, adorable expression. So, but the main thing is truth. Anything, trifle defect on it, no consideration. That has no much importance. Some purpose, perhaps for some purpose it is there, maybe neglected, and sometimes beautiful. That was the way of approaching to this mundane world. Otherwise, perfectly transcendental cannot connect him with this mundane. To connect with mundane, some mundane mask is necessary for the liberated souls to come down here, to contact with us. Just as a professor of higher knowledge come to teach a student as if taking the dress of a child, at that mental dress of a child, he approaches the child, coming so low, come to his level and then begins to teach him. Not with this professorial position, he can approach the child to teach him. Something like that. We have to see, look at.
Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.
Vada. So I am engaged with him long before age. At seven, from seven.
Yes.
You came here?
Yes.
For 3 hours. Continued.
You're giving me so much mercy.
Mercy is whose disposal? It is not a thing to come to my disposal. It is connected with him. Mm-hmm. The source of mercy. Everything connected with him, we are to see to that. Guru Hari Bol. Mercy about justice. About justice. Actually, the Bhaktivinoda Bhava used to say that one thief is giving, the donor is also a thief, and the stealer, the thief, who that thing again stolen by one, he is also a thief. So if I say the mercy belongs to me, I am a thief. It has got its source. All relative. This is relative estimation. That things belong to this or that. He may look at it to his guru. It is not mine. It is extended from there. Not mine. Wealth. At a moment that may be withdrawn. I may be reduced to be a madman. It is such. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Vyasu Vetti No Vetti Va. The giver of the whole scripture, Vyasdev. Whether he knows or may not know. He may know or may not know. Things of such nature. Transcendental means such. It descends and go up. Many things descended through Swami Maharaj to you, so many. And when withdrawn, flying away, so many. Withdrawn, because the thing that this is too nasty environment, I can't remain here. Withdrawn. And they think, oh, this is, I don't see anything, don't feel anything. No taste here, like that. And who, with high regard and affection, nurtures them, it grows and grows in the extent that. By devotion, it will grow. And by indifference and negligence, vanishes. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we close here today.
From Vrindavan, last night, with a devotee named Noni Chora. He is a white clothes, he's and heavy figure. And Swami Maharaj seated by in asana, Krishna Saran gave him, and Krishna Saran said, Maharaj, where now you want to go? You want to go Mayapur tomorrow? And Swami Maharaj said, no, I shall not go Mayapur, I will stay here. I shall not go Mayapur. I will stay here. And then Krishna sort of arranged everything, yeah, and dream was gone. Night, 1 to 1 o'clock to. But Krishna Saran, not in this association, but he
dreamt.
He do not think this matter, but he was dreamed. He said in the morning now, Maharaj, I saw a dream last night. This is, I do not know why. যাযাবর মহারাজ আমাকে বললেন
এই ধরনের লেখাগুলি প্রচার করছেন কেন ভাবে আপনি যা করলেন এই ধরনের লেখাগুলি প্রচার করলে তো অন্য লোকের মনে নানা রকম অন্য প্রতিক্রিয়াও হবে
একটু মহারাজকে শুনিয়ে দিলাম আর একটা নিউজ আপনাকে শুনিয়ে দেবো
ইংল্যান্ড মাই সেকেন্ড ইয়ার এই বলে প্রচার করেছিলেন এটা ঠিক সেরকম নয় কিন্তু সেই রকমের কাছাকাছি স্বামী মহারাজ গুরুদেব তাকে প্রশংসা করেন কিন্তু আর সব ওপরওয়ালা তার গুরুদেব সেই সবগুলো একবারে অমিটেড একটা ধারা সম্বন্ধে সেই গীতা বলে গিয়েছেন তারপরে মহাপ্রভু তারপরে ইনি আর মাঝখানে কোন লিঙ্ক নেই একটা কিছু
মহাপ্রভু 500 বছর গীতা
আমাদের প্রভুপাদ দিয়ে গিয়েছেন সবসময় ছড়াবার জন্য
আমরা এটা প্রকাশ করবো
পকেটিভ পড়বার জন্য বেরোয় তুমি বলো ইংরেজিটা শুনুন জল একত্রে এই দেশের গুণ করি ভালোবাসতে এই দেশের গুণ আছে
Approximately, but not 500 years ago, but that is mentioned there. So in this way, it is very dishonoring, disrespect.
All omitted. Chakrabarti Thakur, Siddharth Swami, Baladev Vidyabhushan, Chakrabarti Thakur, এরা সব গীতার ব্যাখ্যা করেছেন
স্বামী মহারাজ
আর
এখানে একটা কথা বলেছেন যে অল দি সাইন্স অফ অবতার ওয়ার ইন দি ওয়ার ইন মহাপ্রভু মহাপ্রভু নট অবতার ইন অল দি সাইন্স অফ অবতার দ্যাট ইজ নট এগ্রিয়েবল
সো দেয়ার ইজ ওয়ান ভার্স In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, it says something like, Natsa ekaismat gurur jnanam. You know this
verse? Natsa ekaismat gurur jnanam.
You know this verse?
Akadasa jnani upakhanate ache je ak jon guru theki somasto jnan aharun kora eta sambhav noy. ওই যে 24 গুরুর কথা যেখানে আছে ওই ওইখানটায় সে সিদ্ধান্ডি বলছে আর কি যে তুমি কেন এত গুরু করতে গেলে বলে একজন গুরুর কাছ থেকে সমস্ত জ্ঞানটা আহরণ করা সম্ভব নয় এই জন্যে বিভিন্ন জায়গা থেকে আর একজনের কাছ থেকে যদি নিতে যাওয়া যায় তাহলে সেটা ভুলই হবে ভুল করা হবে এইভাবে তো বলা আছে আগে 10 কন্ধে
Yes? Well, I wanted to know if Maharaj could explain this verse. What is the meaning of it?
Meaning explained by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in verse, Bengali. There is, is there Ekadash Skanda? Porva?
Skanda Ekadash
Skanda.
Not only once. But at the highest stage, everywhere there is Guru. All Guru. That will be, the transformation will be towards that. Everything, the whole atmosphere, the environment is Guru. And I am the servant, roaming. To enter into Vaikuntha Golok means this. On all sides, Guru. All respectable. That is gradation of God. But Guru.
প্রতি মাসে ভগবত দর্শন 10 লক্ষেরও বেশি করে দিব্যাকরণ করা হয়, 10 লক্ষেরও বেশি করে
denotation and the connotation, logic position. Logic position. Denotation increases, connotation decreases. Connotation increases, denotation must decrease.
Connotation on it.
Gun. Quality or quantity?
Denotation quantity.
Quality improving, denotation quantity decreasing. This is a general calculation.
সত্তর লক্ষ ফরাসি শ্রীকৃষ্ণ দর্শন
কমলে তোমার চতুর্দিংশ অধ্যায় পড়ো,
এগুলো খুলতে হবে, আমি এটা গায়ের কাপড়ে দেওয়া আছে, গায়ের কাপড় খুলবো।
একাদশ খন্ড নবম অধ্যায়। সুস্থিরং স্যাৎ সুপুষ্কলম ব্রহ্মই তদ দ্বিতীয়ং গীয়তে বহুধর্ষিভি। বলছে যে ব্রহ্ম বস্তু অদ্বিতীয় হইলেও ঋষিগণ ইহাকে ভিন্ন রূপে বর্ণন
করিয়াছেন,
সুতরাং এক গুরুর নিকটে সুপ্রচুর এবং সুস্থির হয় না, অতএব বহু গুরুর কাছ থেকে শিক্ষালাভ করা দরকার। এই হচ্ছে বক্তব্য। এইটা যাযাবর মহারাজ
প্র্যাকটিক্যাল নলেজ। What is the question underlying this?
Why I asked about this verse?
Yes.
Well, because
Guru has different section, different type. This Bhattam Padarsha Guru, then Dikha Guru, Sannyasa Guru, Sikha Guru, so many. Different classes, Guru, Vaishnava, any Vaishnava, whomever you meet, ekamapakharam jastu, Guru Shishi Nivedait, Vajibhang Nasiradhabham Jodhatta, we are in your way. If only one letter Guru gives to the disciple, that is infinite. But to know it fully, different sources are necessary to understand. Knowledge is infinite. And the highest position required is this, that I shall I shall try to read the devotion towards Krishna from everywhere, everything with supply me some sort of inspiration towards the performance of my duty. বন দেখি ভ্রম হয় এই বৃন্দাবন, শরীর দেখে মনে হয় এই গোবর্ধন, যাহা নদী তাহা ব্যর্থ মানুষের কালেন্দে। আর এই সব কাস্ট মাই গ্ল্যান্স, ইট উইল রিমেম্বার মি অ্যাবাউট মাই লর্ড, দে উইল টিচ মি, দে উইল প্রেস মি টু বি টু এনগেজ মিসেলফ ইন মাই ডিউটি ইন মাই সার্ভিস, দে উইল দ্যাট ইজ দ্য ডিউটি অফ গুরু। Wherever I shall cast dance, wherever I am come in contact with, that will only give me excitement, do your duty. That is Guru. Guru who gives us, impetus for the service of Krishna, who helps me to look towards the center, center. That is Guru. The work of Guru is this. Every atom in Vaikuntha and Goloka, they will all with help to encourage me towards my duty. They are all Guru. The Guru will be very amply available when we can raise ourselves to particular level. As if when we are in the lower stage, everything is taking me out from the center, out carrying current. Whatever I shall see, it will say, oh, come and enjoy me. The invitation of enjoyment here in the lower level. And the inspiration of renunciation from in a particular stage, the salvationist. Everything was defined, oh, this is not for, this is not to keep company with. So rejection, rejection, rejection. And devotion, the positive side, everything will push me towards the center, towards Krishna. And those that will help me in that way, they are my guru, guru. Guru, once who dispels the darkness of enjoyment as well as renunciation, the darkness, this is all dark, this is all cover, and will help me from that, from failure. So Acharya Mang Vijaniyat, not to particularize in one point. So many Shikha Guru, Guru Parampara, in the line of that descent of Guru. So they all our Guru. This Charuswami, he told me one day, he was challenged by someone in ISKCON that you are ignoring our Gurudev, you are mixing with Sridhar Maharaj and the others. And he told me, he replied, it's not Guru Parampara, Devarshi Narad. Do you think that he is out of our Guru Parampara? No, no. Our Bhavananda Swami questioned him. Do you think that Devarshi Narad is out of Guru Parampara? He is not here mentioned. No, no, no. He must be in our Guru Parampara. Then you must come in the Guru Parampara, wherever we get something to help our spiritual life. He is Guru, maybe Guru. So this is a deplorable article to eliminate Guru.